We've got some couple tickets to give away. If you're a fan of ASU basketball, they're going to be playing Cal. I believe that's this Thursday. I know it's definitely March 3rd. And if you'll just text to 411-923, the color that Jennifer talked about earlier in the show that is fading out, which color is becoming less and less popular amongst the designers in America? We've got two tickets for the ASU basketball game against Cal Thursday, March 3rd. And we'll draw a winner. All the correct text will draw a winner at 10:30, and someone will be fortunate to win these digital tickets. We get them to you digitally, so it's not like you have to run around and find them. Let's see if we can go to the caller on hold. Mary's been very patient. Mary, how can we help you today?
Hi there.
Hey there.
You'll love this. You may or may not have had this ever happen before, but while we've been on hold, we figured out the problem.
See how many different ways we can fix things? What was the dilemma you were fighting, Mary?
Well, we have a jetted tub. It's just a basic jetted tub with six jets.
Okay.
And the impossible situation, and it stopped working.
Okay.
So the access to get to the motor and the tubing and everything that supplies the parts for the tub is in the most inaccessible place.
Of course.
Which is through a closet on the bottom of the closet. You have to literally do a belly crawl to get into the closet. And there's the motor, and then the tubing is virtually inaccessible because it just disappears through the wall. So we thought maybe there was a problem with the switch.
Okay.
Because my husband had opened the panel and looked at it when it stopped working last week, and he actually got it to work again.
Okay.
But he didn't really know what he did in order to get it to work.
All right.
It stopped again fairly quickly. So this is my question. So what we found out this morning, so we went to the electric panel to make sure that the switch wasn't tripped.
Good.
It was not.
Okay.
And then we went to the, we did the belly crawl again.
Okay.
Back into where the motor is, and there's a plug with the, you know, it goes, there's a switch there, and it goes, there's an outlet, and it goes right into that outlet.
Okay.
So I had pulled the plug, put it back in. I thought I had, the angle is very awkward, so I thought I had reset the GFI, but apparently I actually did not.
All right. Very good.
My finger was too big.
Okay.
So my husband went back in there, and he had something much smaller to use, and he reset it, and it works.
All right. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like the GFI has been tending to want to trip. You'll probably get it to work like you did a couple weeks ago, and it'll quit again. That GFI sometimes can just grow weak. But you might want to have, if it quits again in the near future, you might want to have an electrician out and have them test the integrity of that GFCI. And if the integrity of the GFI is good, then we're going to want to find out what signal is it receiving that's triggering it, because that too can be a concern as well. So Mary fixed her problem while she was on hold waiting for us. That's fantastic. And the GFI was going to be the first thing I told her to check. We're talking a little bit about things we discovered at the International Builders Show in Orlando 2 weeks ago. And Jennifer's been talking a little bit about colors and trends and whatnot. Jennifer, the one thing that really caught my eye, and folks, you ought to get on the website and take a look at this product, Murphy Door. You all know what a Murphy bed is. It's the bed that you put in that second bedroom or in the home office that folds up and out of the way, looks like a cabinet until guests arrive or the extra bedding is needed. And then the bed folds down. So it's a hidden bed. Well, one particular manufacturer of that product has created what's called Murphy Door. And you walk into a room and you look and see what looks like to be a recessed bookcase or bank of drawers. It's actually a door, so you don't know that there's a room behind there. It is, I'm going to find lots of applications for this. And I called Dave at North Valley Locksmith, and I said, Dave, I want to order some of these, and I want to put a steel back on them, and I want to put a hidden lock you cannot see. You can virtually build yourself a safe room, a hidden closet, or a safe right in your home. And so he says, yeah, we can do a radio frequency controlled or a hardwire deadbolt where you'll never see the hardware. You'll never know it's locked. You'll never know to go over there and even try and open it.
Sounds like a pretty reasonable way to get that done.
I like this. I really do. Murphy Hidden Door Solutions. You can find them on the website, murphydoor.com. That was one of the things kind of caught my eye. And then you found the winner of the most innovative product of the year, the man that was doing the elderly tracking device for his dad.
Mm-hmm, they always have a whole segment of
new innovations.
And so this had just been launched. I actually have a little interview we'll play in a couple weeks. But it's a way to, for lack of a better word, track, you know, your older person without invading their privacy, which I thought was genius because I hate thinking about having a camera on my mommy.
Absolute genius. A great product. We'll have more information on that a little bit later.